Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. If you have not yet done so, please hit that subscribe button because we are growing. We are growing so fast. We have just hit a new threshold and we just keep going. So thank you so much for your support. We will continue to provide amazing content just like we are about to do today. So joining me is Luke Jorgensen. So he is the solar sales assassin who rocketed to Sunrun's top 1% and 132 million closed. He then bottled up the playbook for hungry reps, door-to-door rookies, and sales leaders who refused to settle. His W method slices excuses, sparks team culture, and makes commissions really pop. So get ready to cash in because Luke is your coach, and he is here today to talk about exactly that. Everyone needs a coach. It's really good to see you. How are you doing today?
Good, Lisa. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yes, amazing. Well, I'm excited to talk about coaching, but would you introduce yourself a little more for the audience?
I'm the sales coach here, but I have a background of I was actually a high school teacher and a coach as my first career. I jumped into sales kind of full steam ahead, head first, so to speak, and changed careers. Didn't know if I'd be good at it, didn't know if I'd fail. And yeah, 10 years later, so 10 years later, made a great career out of it and met a lot of great people and had a lot of great success. And yeah, now we're here to kind of give those secrets of that world, that door-to-door world, to a lot of different places, because some of the best salespeople in the world are in door to door.
Yeah, wow. Just like the topic today, everyone needs a coach. So I guess who needs a coach?
Well, just like the topic is everyone. So the idea is that if you want to get good at something, no matter what it is, it might not be even sales, whatever it is that you really, really need to get good at. And that's valuable enough that you're pa or passionate enough about it, you should have a coach slash mentor slash teacher. I say coach because I have the athletic background, and so that's more natural to me. But everyone needs that person, that guide, that coach, that mentor to take them from where they're at to where they want to be, and they'll just do it a lot easier and a lot quicker and have better results. That's the idea. So everyone, no matter what it is you're dealing with, they need a coach.
Yeah, I think I'm very independent, and so much so I used to be independent in an unhealthy way, thinking that I was going to do everything myself, that in order for it to be done the way I wanted it to be done, that I had to be in control of that. And I'll tell you, that didn't end well. That did not end well. So, I agree. I think everyone needs someone in their life that they look up to, they respect, and that can help them get to where they need to be, just like you said. What are some like differences? Because I know you mentioned coach, mentor, teacher. What are the, is there a difference between the three of those?
I mean, typically, not really, as far as like if they're good. So I kind of take them interchangeable. But someone that's going to give you, if you look at like just the idea of a coach, someone that's training you, someone that's helping you, someone that's maybe been there, done that, and they're trying to get something bigger and greater out of you, and you're trying to get something bigger and greater out of your success. And like you said, a lot of times you got to step outside yourself. And you got to have someone that's been there, done that, or that can give you a different perspective on things. And sometimes when we look in the mirror, we don't quite see exactly the truth. Sometimes we need someone to give us a little bit of feedback and steer us in the right direction. So I think everyone needs a coach, like no questions about it. Whatever it is you're trying to improve on, and sales is obviously a big thing, and it can be a life-changing thing. You can create life-changing money in sales. So anything that's super important, I think people should have a coach on it.
What makes a good sales coach?
Well, a good sales coach has been there, done that. I mean, that should be a given, but I look at the industry and I'm not seeing that. And for whatever reason, I think people rush to becoming the guru. I don't know if it's ego. I don't know if it's like the kind of look at me stuff. I mean, there's so many experts out there, and there's some good ones, and there's some that just haven't done it, and they don't have the experience. They don't know how to do it. But I think a good coach in general can take people from where they're at, and they can just get more out of them. So whatever it is that's inside you, your potential, they're a coach can help you reach that potential a lot better.
Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying. We're living in this culture where everyone is an expert in everything now. You can be go on social media and claim to be an expert in anything. And unfortunately, a lot of people are being scammed by those people. And then there's good people like you and I who have, background and experience in the things that we're promoting. And it gives those people and those coaches and those businesses a bad reputation because of these people that are claiming to know and to do things that they can't do. So I think what you said is really, really important that, there's a lot of coaches out there, but there's not, I guess, a lot of coaches that are maybe suitable for everyone in those ways. And there's people out there that shouldn't be advertising their coaching programs. It's so easy to go into AI and say, create me a coaching program, and it'll spit it out in 5 minutes. You could literally send that to someone and you could be 20 years old and have zero life experience and send that to someone. And, it's just, yeah, it's crazy out there right now.
Yeah, it's interesting because I mean, if you look at like from a sorry, I always take because of my background in athletics, I always like to do athletic analogies. But if you take someone that, and you can get a coach for different steps, right? And that's totally okay. So you can get, for instance, you can have a little league coach, that's coaching my children, right? But they might not be the best person for like to be the high school coach, and the high school coach might not be the best person to be at the college level and the college and pros. And so wherever you're at, it's okay to get a coach to take you to the next step. And sometimes that's sticking with a coach, and sometimes that's moving to a different coach to kind of take you to another step. And so just be aware, like the coaches that find out where they've been and what they've done, and that gives you a pretty good idea of kind of what level they're at, and they might be your best option for that beginning level, and that might be great, but you might get it to a higher level, and they might not be the right person for you.
So what are some things that people should be looking out for when they're looking for a coach? And like, how do you find one?
Luckily it is a lot easier to find them now, like for sure. Like that's a benefit. But just so knowledge is going to be super important, right? But there's a lot of people that know a lot but don't know how to take that and make it simple enough for another person, right? They're so smart that they just can't communicate the ideas, or they can't communicate like and make it simple enough. And so with my simple mind, I think I lucked out there because my mind's simple. So I can take things and keep them pretty simple for other people. But I think that's a key. And then honestly, just the camaraderie of and just the connection. There's a lot of great coaches, but if you like sometimes people just don't match and jive with each other, and that's totally fine. Like that's not it's totally fine. But I think that's key because it's a relationship, the coach player relationship or the mentor mentee relationship. It's a relationship, right? So you should like each other, respect each other, and those are the best ones.
Yeah, I always say if someone scares the shit out of me, there's a reason and they're going to teach me something.
Yeah, getting out of your comfort zone is key, right? And that's a good coach will do that. They'll pull you along a little bit. I mean, just to give you like a quick story, when I was growing up, right? Like, so I had a coach, and you might not, that the every day of practice, you're probably not like amped up and ready to go. Like overall, you have a great time, but there's sometimes like the coach has got to push you a little bit. Like he's got to like challenge you a little bit, and you got to like, and if you have that relationship and that trust, then you can respond. But sometimes, you need someone to help you that day, right? And to help you motivate you and get a little bit more out of you than you would have gotten out of yourself.
You know what I find extremely helpful from a coach is accountability. Like, I had a coach that would call me every morning and say, "Where are you at with this? How are you feeling? What's going on?" And that was so helpful because it that extra boost it gave me to get it done or say, "You know what, I'm struggling today." And it's just someone to check in on you and hold you accountable for the goals that you're trying to achieve. It's really, really difficult to be self-motivated. Like, really difficult if you don't have anyone kind of pushing you along a little bit. But those like accountability calls, those were everything for me.
Oh yeah, that's big, huh? The accountability aspect of having a partner, having a coach, yeah, that's real. I'm glad you brought that up because that's really been impactful.
Yeah, definitely. So I know you've been a coach in different areas in your life. Tell us about your history of coaching.
Well, I mean, as a high school coach, I was a baseball basketball coach, so dealt with high school athletes, and it was super fun, really enjoyable. I learned a lot. And then it was funny because when I started my sales career, I showed up to an office literally across the country. And in that group was a kid that I had actually coached. And
Weird.
I'm like, "Eric, what are you doing?" He's like, "Coach." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And so it was kind of a, it was an organization that was from the same state, but still just that. And so right from the get-go, they always called me coach, and I just kind of took that as like a sign of respect and all that. And then eventually I got better at sales, and I got to where, I had good people teaching me and training me, right? And that was huge, and that was life-changing for me. And then that process where you learn, you teach, and then you teach other people. And pretty quickly with that, actually, after my first year, from then on, I was a trainer and a manager and a coach for other people. So from that, and I really, really enjoy the training aspect. I really enjoy the, helping people and seeing results. Like it's just super impactful to me to help someone, teach them something, and then see that benefit them. It's just super rewarding. And so it just has always really fit my personality and kind of who I am. So, and now taking it to the next step, getting our message out to other people's outside of my own industry and my own team, for my own door-to-door sales team, and just getting it out. And there's a lot of good stuff that we can share. It's just now getting it out. So that's kind of the path.
Yeah, I love that. You've been a coach and you've coached. And yeah, it's interesting when you become the expert and then you're like, oh, now I can, use my skills to help people thrive. So tell us about your method then. Tell us a little bit about how you coach, what your style is.
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself in taking really complex things and making them easier for other people to apply quickly and get results. So when we took people, because we were selling in door-to-door industry, and it's a super hard, it's super competitive, it is not easy, like no questions about it. It is a
So door
difficult
to door
thing.
industry, you're talking like door to door sales?
Yep, 100%. Yep. Took people, and I was the same way. I had no experience in door-to-door sales, so I had to just start from scratch, right? And so we're taking people, and you got to keep it really simple. And it's one of those things that it takes, you can have success at it if you do it the right way pretty quickly, but it takes a long, long time to also kind of master it. And obviously, I don't know if there's ever a point where you really master it totally, but taking those things, and I kind of pride myself in taking new guys and being able to help them get success just by following like a proven framework. So frameworks are a little different because, frameworks are not exactly step by step, so rigid step by step. A framework has steps in it, but it's also flexible enough to be, used in a lot of different situations. And you got to stay on your toes, in sales. And so we teach a few different frameworks. The W method is our first framework that we teach, and So it keeps people on track, and you can use that type of a framework in any type of pitch situation. Like you want to pitch your boss to get a raise, like that framework works. You have a million-dollar product, the framework works. It works in a lot of situations, boardrooms, you know, pitching investors, pitching, you know, your employees. So that framework can work in a lot of different situations, and it's super flexible.
Do you ever work with people who, because people say that some people are just really good at sales and some people aren't, So do you think that's true? Have you ever seen someone and you're like in your gut, you're like, oh man, this person isn't suited for sales. But then after you've coached them, they've learned the method and they've surprised you and they've become a really good salesperson.
Yeah, time and time again. And the opposite is true too. I thought, oh, this person's going to be great, and they're not. And so there's some keys, but I think being like coachable and learn being able to like not have so much ego that you can listen to someone else that's been there, done that, and kind of take those things, and that's key, but also the hard work aspect, right? So I when you mentioned that, actually, one of my great friends, his father came and sold with us for a short period of time. He just had retired. He's actually was just kind of looking for something to do, I think. And I'm like, well, there's a lot of hobbies you could do. I'm not sure why you're picking this hobby, but he came and tried it, and he was shy, and he wasn't super outgoing. He was probably the exact opposite of what you think is a salesperson. And he did really, really well because he followed the framework, he followed the system. He was really good with people, so he didn't like butter him up. He just was really very real with people, and he let people talk because he didn't talk a lot. And he made a lot of sales and had a lot of success because we figured out his strengths, right? And what could be really good for him. And kind of a path that he could really apply to his strengths, and he was able to r really be successful at it.
Yeah, I think you brought up a really good point with I was looking for a mentor for a little while about a year ago, and I was getting on all these calls, and these people wouldn't ask me any questions about my life. And they were just like, t their ego was just, they're telling me all these things and all their accomplishments. And in my mind, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm looking for you to coach me. Like, shouldn't you be asking me questions about myself, So, you make a good point about listening and like being like when you're just a good presence and authentic and you listen to people and you ask the right questions, I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, and there's a when you got a good coaching, I mean, I'll just give you an example. Just the other night, so I play a little bit of pickleball on the side. It's yeah,
That's
it's
the
a
new
fun
thing,
little
hey, pickleball.
yeah, it's yeah, I've played for a few years, but not a lot. But so I'm playing with a guy that I played with a couple months ago, and then I played with him again this last week, and I'm like, wow, you've like great job, like you're way better. I'm like, are you playing a lot? And he said, I'm getting training. And he has a coach, and and so I was like, wow, before you know it, you know, he's gonna be a lot better than me because I'm not getting any training, you know. But it's something that he's passionate about, and I just do it for fun. But the idea of him get his so his improvement had skyrocketed way more than mine because he's getting training. And so if you look like sales specific, you know, I like to bring up the idea of like how many like when you don't get a sale, what is that dollar amount? What is that value? And if you can compound that over time, like how many hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars are you losing out on? That's kind of a scary, depressing thought for some people, right? And so if you can cut down on that, if you can improve on those numbers as far as your conversions and those type of things, then all of a sudden you can get really good really fast. And so it's just like with anything, right? You having a good coach can really help you, you know, sky's the limit for you.
Yeah, definitely it fast tracks it for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It makes the trial and error period a lot shorter, right? Makes the mistake period a lot shorter.
Yes, because good coaches will navigate you through that.
Yeah, they'll hold up the stop sign or, don't do this or don't do that or watch out for this or see you. I mean, how many times have we maybe been making a mistake and didn't realize we were making that mistake until we've made it like 10 times and then we're like, oh, why am I doing that? Where a coach might, you might make that mistake once or twice, they might stop you, from doing the other 8 times and can kind of and give you that feedback. And that's a big aspect of coaching, right? Getting quick feedback. And
Definitely. And everyone, I bet you can relate to this. I know the moment. There's sometimes when I've been working with coaches and mentors, and they tell me not to do something or to do something, and I don't understand why. And in that moment, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, but if I do it, then whatever's going to happen. And then so I end up listening to them. And then the result that they're looking for happens. And I go, oh, yes, that is why coach told me to do it this way. Like it makes sense. But sometimes, like, it doesn't make sense to us in the moment. So I think a really good coach, knows, can see like visionary, like they see a little, like a few steps ahead. And so they tell you, they give you advice, and advise you. And then ultimately you learn later on why they did that. I love that when that happens.
yeah, that's a common one, right? Yeah, 'cause they can see what you can't see, and sometimes you just gotta trust, and sometimes it's hard to trust, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then be on the other side of it, you're like, "Oh yeah, thank goodness," right? So that's a common one. But a good coach will also try to, as much as possible, kind of help you understand why, you know what I mean? Instead of like trying to follow in so blindly, like if you can kind of think on the other, or you can kind of remember as much as possible, like being in that person's shoes, right? Being the new person, maybe not knowing this part of the journey, or if you can kind of like put your mind back in time a little bit, I think that also helps, and kind of communicate that to someone else, because we've all been at the start before, right? We were all at, no matter what we're doing, we've all started it. So
So who mentored you? Who was your mentor?
man, I had so many good ones. So when I first started sales, I kind of had different mentors for different things. So I had a couple of the top guys that were like the top salespeople mentor me. And it was a really cool thing because I felt like everyone was willing to help. Like it was such a cool culture. And the culture piece, because later on I really developed a lot of team culture, and kind of our team kind of been known for really having a really good culture. But it all started with that culture mentor of mine. And so he was really, really positive as far as like not even what I was doing then, but what I did like 3 years later. Basically following what he did, and when I was trying to like figure out like, okay, I got to figure out like this team building, like we got to have better culture, we got to have like a better camaraderie. And then I went back to kind of what he had taught me, and his name's Mark Toon, but he was really influential on my life, but I didn't use his stuff for a couple of years. But the selling part, I mean, I used try to use that immediately, whatever I could. I mean, I was begging people. I did not One of my benefits, and one of the things that I was lucky enough to understand, is I didn't know anything. And sometimes that's a good place to be. Like, I don't know anything, so just I'm here to work. I'm here to hang out, work hard, but don't assume that I know what I'm doing, and don't think I'm too cool.
And when you're new at something, it's like there's nothing to unlearn. Sometimes it's easier for people that haven't done it before to pick up from a really good mentor or coach, because I know when I, maybe found a different path or a different coach, I had to unlearn things that maybe society drove into me, or maybe it was just learned because of my surroundings, right? Like unlearning is just as tough as learning sometimes.
Yeah, getting rid of the bad habits sometimes is a key.
And I love what you said about like your mentor and coach and how you It was someone that you really looked up to and understood, and you realized that he created a culture and that was important, you know, and then later on you utilize that to for yourself to improve what you were doing. And I'm, oh man, I follow people on social media that I absolutely just look up to, and I'm just obsessed with them because of who they are and what they represent, because I respect them. And I copy people all the time. I do that all the time. And I think that that's what makes a really good leader and a really good coach is that someone who, you know, is what they say they are. You know, they embody what they're selling, you know. It just adds to it.
Yeah, they are who, yeah, they're not different, you know, behind the scenes than they are who they say they are, which is pretty impactful. There's a
Yeah.
lot of amazing people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of amazing people. But you know, you
Yes.
speak of, like you look at coaching, right? Think of, I mean, any tennis fans, you know, Wimbledon's going on this week, and you
Oh,
think,
yes.
yeah, right. So, and you look, I mean, they're always cutting to the coach, you know. They show the player, they cut to the coach, you know, and they can't coach a lot during the hard, if actually they can't really coach any during the actual match, but they're getting coaches. I mean, they're right there with him. I mean, think about that. They're the best athletes in the world and they're still getting coaching. Roger Federer had a coach his whole career. Like these bet, I mean, Tiger Woods had a swing coach, right? Like Tom Brady had many coaches, and one of them was just a nutrition guy, like nutrition and health and keep his body like intact. Like these, and here we are, we're like, you know, we've accomplished nothing and we don't want to get a coach. Like that makes no sense to me. Like none at
Yes.
all, right? Like it's a, we gotta, when we wanna be successful, we gotta think like successful people. And if we want to be like them, you know, we got to, and then we got to think like them, and then we got to do what they do. So to me, it just makes perfect sense to have coaches, no matter is what you're doing. You know, you want to get a little bit better at this skill or that skill, and you might only have a coach for a little short period because you want to improve or learn a skill or hobby, whatever it is.
Yep.
But yeah, I know, I'm kind of beating a dead horse here, but yeah.
Yeah, we need a coach, and you're right. And I think another important thing is people need to look at it as an investment for themselves for the rest of their life. Like, especially when it comes to sales. I mean, you're going to teach someone really, really good skills so that they can essentially make more money. And so the money that they're investing into the coaching program is going to help them 10 times their income, you know, in some cases. So I see that as a way the cost benefits, right? Like you don't have a coach and you don't move forward, and then you have a coach and then suddenly doors start opening for you.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife the other day, and I said, you know, it's really nice because what I teach, you can put like a dollar amount to it, right? Like you can kind of see like a before and after dollar amount. There's a lot of things that maybe we try to improve on that don't really have a dollar amount. And they, you know, you just tell you're improving, but it's not that direct feedback. But sales is immediate feedback, right? So, and you know, some of the stuff that we do, we're working with a technique weekly, right? And so, you know, in our upcoming sales community that's just launching, we're going to be working with a topic every week, and we're going to get good at that topic. And sometimes those topics will last a couple weeks because of the in-depth knowledge that we need to do that. But immediately you can go apply those, right? When I teach someone, I can immediately teach them something that can literally go apply today, and now all of a sudden they realize it works, and now the belief starts happening. And the belief in the coaching starts happening, and now the trust is, you know, is a higher trust where if they do more of what you say, they're going to get better results. And so luckily in sales, it's one of those things, just like, you know, an investment in, you know, the financial world, right? You put an investment in and you can see the dollar amount return. Sales is really similar.
Yeah. So tell us about your website and what you provide.
Yeah, so it's lukejorgensen.com. So on there we have basically my card of options for individuals, for teams, for companies that need sales trainings too. But one thing that we're going to be launching here, and this might already be launched by the time this podcast comes out, but sales community where we call Lux. So the Lux sales community where we're going to be doing trainings every week, question and answer, and basically it's a community of people, salespeople that are trying to get better at what they do, connecting with other people that are passionate about sales and becoming better and finding your people there, but also getting really good at a skill that you can make life-changing money.
Amazing. I will make sure to link your website in the show notes for people.
Yeah, sounds great. Invite people to check it out and come join us. And if you're ser and it's not just for salespeople, but business owners, anyone that needs to communicate value, because sales is communicating value, right? Have something of value to give and communicate to someone else. And so that's what we're doing, and that's what we're talking about. So anyone that has a business, anyone that's running teams, sales teams, anyone that has a personal brand, they can benefit from it.
Amazing. So we're out of time. What do you want to leave the audience with today about coaches?
That's good. Just find someone, do a little research. When you find your person, hang on to them, trust them for a little bit. And, if the trust is broken, if they don't come through, then, find someone else, and that's fine to do too. But just trust them and kind of go with the game plan, so to speak, let them coach you. And yeah, it's just a quicker, better way when you have a coach to help you.
Thank you so much, Luke. Last question. Do you offer free discovery calls? If someone feels called to get in touch with you, do you offer a discovery call?
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. And they can find that on your website.
Yep. Just connect with us on our website, fill out a form, and we'll get back in touch with you.
Awesome. Well, it was fun talking to you today. Thanks for showing up and for teaching us about coaches.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Yeah, amazing. And to our audience, thank you for tuning into The Advisor. I think Luke is 100% right. Everyone needs a coach. So if you feel called and aligned with Luke, please check out his website. He can possibly help you 10x those sales. I mean, who doesn't want more money? Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye, everyone.